Okay.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 16th, 2025, at 5 p.m. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right.
Okay.
Be seated, please.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Paul.
Here.
Okay. So, under our financials tab, up first we have our balance sheet. This is as of August 31st, 2025. So on line five, we have our total cash and investments, which is our Chase Bank, LAIF, California Class, and cash balance. That total was at 2.5 million, a little over 2.5 million at the end of the month. And then way down on line 36, total liabilities, we were at 612,000 at the end of the month. And then actually one other thing, on line 23, we have due to other government San Antonio Pass Water Agency. That's that $292,664 was for what we owe to the Pass Agency for the gap funding. We did just finally receive, I don't have it right here, I think it was $258,000 for the Esperanza Waterline Improvement Project. So we received that from the City of Banning, for which they got from the state. So we paid the Pass Agency back that portion. So now we only owe them like $37,000.
Cool.
So, nice to be out of that debt. Mm-hmm. And moving on from this page, unless you guys have any questions?
No.
Right. Okay. Up first, year to date is at 16.7%. We're only 2 months in. Up first, we have our revenues. On line four, we have the commodity sales, which is at 22%. During the summer months, people use more water than the rest of the year, so that's why we're a little bit over for that line. On line seven, we have the basic facilities fees, which is at 70%. We budgeted for, I believe it was 4 5/8 inch and 4 3/4 inch services to be installed throughout the year. So far, we have had 5 3/4 inch services requested and then 1 upgrade. Those haven't all been paid off yet, but people did sign up for payment plans to pay within 12 months.
So the payment plan, basically in 2025, they still owe $11,213. From 2024, they have a year to pay it. It's $14,317,000. So that would bring our total to $89,148 that accrued, basically. Hasn't been paid yet, but it's still owed.
And we budgeted for $90,000, so that should bring us right to our total. Mm-hmm. That's assuming no one else installs any meters, but yeah, we have had other people reach out. They just haven't signed up or anything.
Yeah, but we're only
two months
into the year.
Sure, sure.
Looking
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Moving on, actually line 14, I noticed this yesterday, the Main Street yard sale, that needs to get removed. That was just last year's budget item, so we're gonna remove that. On line 15, we have the interest income for investment accounts. We budgeted pretty low because we weren't sure how the interest rates were gonna play out, but right now it's looking pretty good. We're at 24%. And that's for the California Class and the LAIF accounts.
That is pretty good.
Moving on to expenses, everything looks a little, just slightly over for the total payroll, which is on line 26. That's because one of the months, July, there was 3 pay periods. Most of the months, there's only 2 pay periods. And then on line 36, we have facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution, other, which is at 47%. That is due to the work on the Almond Vault and the Bonita Vault, the clay valve maintenance. Would know more about that.
Yeah, those are one-time service charges, so those aren't on a monthly basis. They come out once a year and they'll do a couple of clay valves. And then we have tank inspections coming in November, and I believe that's $6,700. So once those are done, then that should be where it's gonna, the total should be ending at.
There's some minor stuff that goes in there too, like any bills for SCADA or for pest control, but yeah, besides that.
Shouldn't be very much.
Right.
Right, moving on to line 41, supplies and equipment. We purchased some new bill forms for water bills and envelopes, so a big portion of that was from that. And that we only pay once a year, so.
For paper.
What was it?
For yeah. Paper.
Paper, basically. Paper and envelopes.
Envelopes, yeah.
And then line 51, which is on the next page, we're at 35%. That's for the financial audit. That's because most of the work for the audit is done during these couple months, which I believe the final audit is going to be brought to you guys in October. He was busy this month, so he's going to postpone it until October. The actual report is ready. He just wasn't available to go over it today. So.
Okay.
And then that was all I was going to bring up. So on the very, very bottom, the net income slash loss, you can see that right now we're at a net income of $197,206. Pretty, pretty good.
Yep.
We got one more page, capital projects, but there's not really anything to talk about on this page. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask, but if not.
Not much on there.
All right. That's it.
No additional items.
So let's adjourn the check signing.
All right.
That was quick and easy.
Yeah.